Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. You can follow the show at B. Mitch and Finley. You can follow Brian at BMitch30 on Instagram. You can follow me at JPFinleyNBCS. Right now, we go to our guy, Barstool Nate. You can follow him at Barstool Nate. He joins us via the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. Nathan, what up, man?
Good morning, guys, from beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. How are you?
Dude, tell us everything. You're out there for the World Series of Poker, correct?
I am. I got here on Tuesday? Wow. I got here on Friday, and I'm staying another week. Because I have a death sentence, I guess. But, you know, so far, it's been okay. Not too much has gone right, but not too much has gone wrong.
Where do we stand? What have you entered? What are you entering? Like, give us an update.
So I've played a few events so far. I think I've played three different events, and I've cashed in two of them. But which is great, but nothing substantial. Just a couple min cashes.
So you kind of tread water so far?
So when you include, like, you know, hotel and flight and food and all that fun stuff, I'm still down money, but I'm playing good. I'm feeling good. I'm a hero for waking up at 8 a.m. Vegas time for joining you guys on the phone. I don't want any credit for that, though. And, you know, the main event starts July 3rd. That's, you know, the big one, the 10K. With all the money, so just looking forward to that. So that all these leading up to it, they're good.
You just practicing, man, for the big
event. What's that?
You just practicing for the big one. You're gonna do it. Right. You're gonna do well in the big one.
Yeah, and I feel great. I'm focused. I'm playing great. So hopefully, big things coming.
Why go out there so early if the main event's not till next week?
So, JP, that's a great question. And the answer is because there's all these other events before it. So, for those unfamiliar, the World Series of Poker isn't just the main event. I believe there's 85 or something events this summer. It goes from May 30th all the way through July 18th. So, I wanted to get out here, get my feet wet, splash around a little bit. I have a fake job, so I can do it from the road. So I'm you know, balancing that at the table on my phone while playing. So I just wanted to kind of get out here a little bit earlier.
Gotcha. That's fair. Uh-huh. And no jet lag or anything. Have you eaten at Catch in the Aria yet?
I have not. But remember when I got your reservation there because I'm a big swinging dick? That was fun.
That's what I was going to bring up, is that I appreciated when you got me that reservation and you should go.
No, I really haven't had any good meals or anything like that. I'm kind of just scraping by, just focused. I played 12-hour days, 14-hour days since I landed on Friday. So, man. Yeah, I'm just all...
You better win some money playing that long.
I'm trying. It's poker tournaments are tough, man. Like, so much has to go your way. It doesn't matter how well you play. You know, you can get kings in versus ace king, and they flop an ace, and it doesn't matter that you had the better hand. You're the one walking home. So it's not always a just game. There's always that skill factor, but skill does win out in the end. And I'm playing my heart out. So I'm hoping things kind of turn around. And you know, you usually only cash like one out of every eight, one out of every 10. I've cashed two out of my last three. So I'm feeling good about that. It's just no big money yet, but my breakthrough score is coming. I feel it in my bones.
I don't know that B. Mitch knows this. I don't know how many years ago it was, Nate, but at one point, Nate was no lie, like no BS. He was the chip leader in the main event World Series of Poker.
I think I heard you talking about that with him.
How many years ago was that?
I'm glad you bring that up, JP. One of the best and worst moments of my life. That was 2017. I was the day two and possibly beginning of day three, definitely top 10 day three chip leader. And then I did what we call a punt. I punted away all my chips. I just gave them all away to all my lovely table mates for no good reason. And I did not make the money despite having all the chips in the world. That was a huge mistake that I wish I could get back. Thanks, JP, for bringing that one up.
You also got to be the chip leader, so yeah. You did something right.
You worked hard to do that.
And, dude, I'll add this, and I hope this won't be the case when you get hot next week. I think all the grief you were getting from your, like, colleagues didn't help. So hopefully you have all that kind of stuff ironed out should you get hot, when you get hot.
Those were the good old days with like Barstool Radio and all that stuff. None of that will be an issue this time. That was just good old fashioned content, right? But it kind of affected me. But none of that will be a problem now. But
good.
I'm a lot more focused now. I'm a lot better at the game now. I've basically for the last 6 months have worked and studied poker because it's such a complicated game. There's so much to it. It's freaking tough, man. So I've actually put a lot of time into learning it and studying it, and I think it's going to pay off. I mean, it's paid off a little bit. Two caches is fun. Nothing substantial though. I want the big one. I want the payday.
Hell yeah, you do.
How much is the does the winner take away in this one?
So in the 10K main event, I believe the winner last year went home with like $8 million. So I'll be fine with $8 million. I know that's not B-Mitch money, but I'll be fine with it.
I'd be good with $8 million.
I'd be happy with that too.
I want to be clear about that. Yeah. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. We're talking with our friend Barstool Nate. You can follow him on Twitter at Barstool Nate. He joins us via the BetQL guest line. He's out in Vegas playing poker. I am guessing, despite your focus on poker right now, that you probably are keeping an eye on Congress and the Dan Snyder stuff. Are you
always?
I don't think I'm exaggerating here. I think you are one of the foremost leaders of people that really want Dan gone, like with your whole soul. Do you feel like that's getting any closer?
That's such a tricky question, right? Because it's been every week or two for the last really 5 years, you could even say 8 to 10 years, that it's been, why is this guy still the owner of the team? What can we do to get him out? Blah, 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 blah. It's definitely escalated a ton over the last two. Like, definitely. And now Congress is getting involved and all this other stuff. Roger Goodell might be, I don't know how to put this. Like, you know, it's the old phrase, it takes two to tango. Mm-hmm. Goodell and Dan Snyder are the two tangoist people in the world. They are peanut butter and jelly. They protect each other. If I could hack into someone's phone, it would probably be Goodell so I could see the text with him and Dan Snyder. I don't know what Goodell sees in Dan Snyder that he wants to keep him in his league when we know a different owner would bring more money. It would stop the negative publicity. The PR would all turn around. It would just be so much better for the NFL if Dan Snyder was not a part of it. And I know Goodell gets paid $60 million a year or whatever he gets to protect Dan Snyder and the other owners. And I know he has to set a precedent because if he doesn't protect Dan Snyder, Lord knows what the other owners have been up to. I get it. But at some point, Goodell has to be like, enough's enough with this guy. And I think every normal person with a functioning brain knows we're at that point, knows we have been at that point for quite some time. And Goodell won't do it. He won't let it happen. And it's infuriating. And I don't know what it will take. I cannot figure out what it will take to get Dan Snyder out. But I have repeatedly said, I still believe deep down in my soul, something will get him out. We don't know what it is. It's something our brains can't fathom. It's something that we can't dream up. But I still really, truly believe that one day we will have a different guy in control, or lady in control, of the Washington Commanders.
How old do you think you're going to be when that happens?
How old will I be? God, I hope I'm not as old as you. But
if you're anywhere close to good looking as I am, you want to be as old as me.
You are quite good looking for how old you are. Goodness gracious. You do one sit up and you have abs for days.
I wish.
I don't know. I hope within the next, optimistically in the next 5 years, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. Like, it's every day with this guy. There's something new. It's just, I don't know. I just really want to believe. I just truly want to believe. And maybe it'll just come down to the other owners saying enough's enough, let's take the vote. But they all know they have the skeletons in their closet too. So they're hesitant to do the vote, because the second they turn on one of their own, you know, they could be next, and they know it. They know that they're not clean either. So that's what we're looking at. I just don't know.
Well, I don't know if this has crossed your radar. I'm probably not, because you're in Vegas doing your thing. But
I have a phone.
Well, have you seen the situation with the Chargers?
Oh, you know what? You got me. I have not.
The Chargers ownership, is Dean Spanos is the majority owner. His sister is suing him for breach of fiduciary duties and misogynistic behavior. And I think
they're sweeping that way under the rug, though. That's barely a blip on the scroll on the bottom of ESPN. There, if you type LA Chargers into Google News, that's like the 12th result. So that's the NFL doing NFL things. That, unfortunately for the world, that just stuff doesn't move the needle. You know, it's like we've known Dan Snyder. We know about the emails. We know about the sexual harassment. We know about the payoffs. We know about everything. It doesn't matter, right? Like, to the league, like, the league goes on. Dan Snyder goes on. And that stuff we know about. So it's tough, man. It's really tough, and it's unfortunate, and it's sad, and it's pathetic from the NFL. But that's the truth, and that's the reality.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
I don't think much gonna happen, though. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, It's hard to think.
Listening to Goodell's testimony, he basically said, we already punished him.
Yeah.
And we're satisfied with that.
Yeah, they did the report. They said, no, we're not going to release that. Absolutely not. And nobody could challenge them on that. He slapped him with a $10 million fine, which, you know, he snapped his fingers and made it back in 1 second. And that was that. That was it. And then he got to go to Congress and say, oh, yeah, we punished him. We gave him a big fine without an ounce of sarcasticness in his voice. And you know he's laughing inside. He knows none of it matters. The NFL, it's a beast, you know, and it's unfortunate that they allow these people to get away with what they get away with. And again, I want to think the world is just and that bad things come to bad people. So, you know, I think we sit and wait for the next bad thing and hope that that's the one that breaks the camel back. And then if it's not that one, we hope it's the next thing that breaks the camel's back. So sometimes it's tough, and I feel bad for everybody who's been negatively affected by Dan Snyder. There's I don't know, thousands to millions of people who can say they have been, and hopefully one day we get to throw a parade down Pennsylvania Avenue when he's gone.
Football note. We're about to do a story of the 10 biggest holes on across the NFL. What would you say right now in late June is the biggest hole for the Washington Commanders on the field?
Yeah, on the field. You know, this is as negative I am about Dan Snyder, I am very optimistic and positive about the team on the field. I think this is our most well-rounded football team that we've had in quite some time. I really liked last year's team as well, and we know that they didn't perform great, especially at the beginning of the season, especially the defense. But if the defense can play up the standard, you know, I think the offense, I believe in Carson Wentz. I think even last season, even though he took a lot of crap from a lot of people, I think he still has an arm. He can still throw for, you know, 4,000 yards. He still can throw for 30 touchdowns. And he has weapons now. You know, he has one of, if Terry gets signed to a deal, he'll be happy. You know, I really like this team. I guess we can talk about the secondary being a little bit weak. I guess we can talk about, you know, the O-line to be a little patchy. I guess that can be patched up a little more. I think O-lines can always be patched up a little more, to be honest. But overall, I would say coaching, I don't love our coaching staff. I don't think they did a great job. At some points, I gave them an F- last season for coaching. That would be Del Rio and Turner and Rivera. But I like our guys. I really, really like our team, and I like our schedule. And I don't think the NFC East is scary at all whatsoever. I don't think the Eagles have a quarterback. I think Dallas got worse. And the Giants have Danny Dimes, so he fumbles every three snaps, so I'm not worried about them. I am cautiously very optimistic, and I don't want to say, you know, division champions quite yet. I want to see the team on the field, but I like the guys. I like the team.
I think that's a fair place to be. I really do. And we're going to talk about it a lot later about as far as what constitutes an X factor for this team. Listen, man, enjoy Vegas. Try to rest up. Next week's the big week, so don't
bring some money back.
I would like to hear you guys talk about Jack Del Rio putting these guys in a position to win, because I think we have the players. The defense got way better towards the end of the season. We cannot lay eggs like we did last season on the defense. There's too much talent on the defense to perform as poorly as we did at certain times last season. And if we come out laying eggs this season, Del Rio has to go. I think he's on the hot seat more than any other coach.
I think that's a fair stance. And I think B. Mitch has certainly been at the forefront, I would say, of taking Del Rio to task.
Yeah, for multiple reasons. All fair. But if we're not talking about the off-the-field nonsense.
Even before the tweets, B's biggest thing was, how could Chase Young be so incredibly.
One year, and then when he got the coach full-time, he just takes a major step back.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I think he has to prove that he can lead this defense. There's just too much talent to not be a top. I'll say top 10. I was going to say top 5, but I'll take top 10. Just perform, man. Just perform, Jack.
Or we all have Ashburn syndrome, and we talk ourselves into players being more talented than perhaps they are. It's their opportunity to prove that wrong and prove they are that talented. Nate, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you next week.
Enjoy Vegas, buddy.
See ya.
That is Barstool Nate. Give him a follow at Barstool Nate. When we come back, the 10 biggest holes teams have across the NFL. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.